This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Now, more than 482,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, more than 121,000 in the United States. The number of confirmed infections exceeds 9.4 million globally and nearly 2.4 million in the U.S. Brazil figures continue to surge with nearly 54,000 deaths and approximately half the number of infections as the U.S. Hospital administrators and healthcare experts are warning that parts of the U.S. are on the verge of being overwhelmed by the coronavirus, lamenting that a restriction-wary public and politicians are letting disaster unfold, with 34,700 COVID-19 cases reported just Tuesday alone. The U.S. is back near its late April peak of 36,400. While new cases have been declining steadily in early U.S. hotspots like New York and New Jersey, several other states set single-day case records Tuesday. They include Arizona, California, Mississippi, Nevada, Texas as well, and some of them also broke hospitalization records. The spread of the coronavirus is now prompting soaring demand for oxygen. But in much of the world, medical oxygen is expensive and it's hard to get. A basic marker of inequality both between and within countries. Former CDC Director Dr. Tom Frieden says that oxygen is needed to treat coronavirus patients, but it's in short supply from Peru to Bangladesh. Across Africa, only a handful of hospitals have direct oxygen hookups, as is standard across Europe and the United States. And most medical facilities lack even the most basic equipment needed to help patients breathe. More at VOAnews.com.